Over the weekend, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reached out to Premier Andrew Fury, Dennis King, and Ian Rankin to encourage them to help as Ontario continues to struggle with rapidly rising COVID-19 cases. The Prime Minister spoke with the Atlantic Premiers about how they can work together to help Ontarians get through this third wave. Ontario Premier Doug Ford had this to say about the offers of help.
And just going back to our premiers, you know, I know they would do anything to help the people of Ontario, just because their capacity right now, you know, they're going to be maxing out, and I'm sure Quebec is as well. But again, I always say I love the Maritimers. I love the East Coasters. Do you know who's been an absolute champion? They all have been, by the way. But Dr. Andrew Fury, Premier Fury, the new Premier of Newfoundland. I'll tell you, the people in Newfoundland, I love you. I love all the East Coasters. And he has called me more than anyone. He is messaging me, how can I help you? He's trying to put teams in a small place like Newfoundland. This is, you know, they wear their heart on their sleeves out there. He's putting some professional healthcare workers together. He says it might not be much because we aren't that large, but it's just the effort and the caring, you know, coming together right across the country. And I'll tell you, when we get through this, I'm taking a trip out to the East Coast and thanking all the Maritime provinces. I'm so, so grateful. Very grateful. Andrew, thank you.
That was Ontario Premier Doug Ford. Joining me by phone this morning is this province's Premier, Andrew Fury. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. First off, Premier, tell our listeners about your call with the Prime Minister.
So the Prime Minister called me on Saturday afternoon, and we discussed Newfoundland and Labrador's ability to help Ontario through this their outbreak and the uptick in the pandemic across Ontario, as of course we've all been aware of and watching on TV. And we discussed the Newfoundland's capacity and Newfoundland's ability to help. And it was a great conversation. I assured the Prime Minister that we would be there in any way that we could, whether that's through equipment, supplies, or personnel. And he was quite thankful for that. Of course, that builds on a conversation that I had with Premier Ford throughout the week last week, in the offers to help in any way we can, recognizing the capacity that we have here in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Speaking of capacity and ability, what can this province do to help?
Yeah, so we're looking at all options available to us, including sending small amounts of people that wouldn't impact the healthcare system here in Newfoundland and Labrador to Ontario for short kind of rotation type visits. Again, these will be small, but they will have an impact to the people who are in Ontario. You can't forget that. You know, these healthcare professionals have been on the front lines working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, beyond their collective agreements. And some of them just need a break. Some of them are exhausted, they're stressed, they've reached their end, and there's still a long fight ahead of them in this pandemic. So to be able to help our neighbors in that capacity, it will be significant for morale, but also significant for the patients suffering for COVID-19 in Ontario. So small groups can have big impacts.
Have you ruled out sharing vaccines?
Yes, at this particular moment we have. We've all done, all the provinces have made their plans and their calculations based on per capita formulas. And we think it's important to continue with that. Right now, the analogy I use, Ben, is right now Ontario is in the midst of a forest fire, and they need firefighters. And so we're going to send them firefighters. They don't need fire prevention units because the fire has already happened. Vaccines are more along the lines of fire prevention. So we're going to try to find them firefighters to help flatten that curve for them in Ontario.
Why was it important for you to offer help?
Well, I think, you know, it speaks to who we are as Newfoundlanders and Labradorians. We've always stepped up in times of need and times of crisis, and this is a crisis in Ontario. We will step up on the national stage, and even though we're small, we're mighty, and we can show that we can be of assistance and help in again through this level of support. I think it's who we are as Newfoundlanders and Labradorians to want to give back and support, especially in times of need. It's part of our DNA. It's part of our culture. It's part of our social fabric. And we recognize how important Ontario is to the rest of Canada. A lot of us have family members there, cousins, uncles, sisters, brothers. But beyond that, we recognize how important it is to be a part of the Federation. And this is what's so beautiful about Canada. You can contribute to your neighbors in times of need, and they can contribute to you when you're in need. So Ontario's in need right now, and I think it's incumbent on us to see if we can provide some help.
We're speaking with Premier Andrew Fury on the VOCM Morning Show. And Premier, your wife is a doctor who will be going to help out, correct?
That's correct. She's worked in the COVID screening units here in St. John's, and once she heard that this was a possibility, she was anxious to help Ontario. She's been on trips around the world with Team Broken Earth in my former life, and so this wouldn't be something out of the realm of I would be surprised if she didn't put her hand up, to be honest.
Are the feds footing the bill for travel and all expenses?
They are. The Prime Minister was very supportive and said however he could be supportive in facilitating this, whether it's through helping with licensures or helping with travel and places to stay while we were there, then certainly the federal government would be willing to help facilitate and foot the bill.
What goes through your mind when you see the rising case numbers and variants in Ontario?
Well, it's very concerning. I mean, Ontario is the center of Canada, and economically and from a population perspective. So, I worry that it will spread beyond the Ontario borders, which is why if we can help Ontario and try to prevent that spread in some small way, then we should. This will have a ripple effect across the country. This is a race between vaccines and variants, as we've heard before. In Newfoundland right now, in Newfoundland and Labrador, the vaccines are we're outpacing the variants, but that can change. That can change on a dime, as we've seen here last February. So, I worry that what's going to happen in Ontario could have ripple effects beyond the provincial borders, and we've seen that COVID-19 doesn't respect provincial borders. So, this is why we should all be in this together as Canadians to try to help flatten the curve and give the time for the vaccines to win out over the variants.
Have you already heard from medical professionals in this province who are interested in helping out in Ontario?
We have indeed, and Eastern Health has been helpful in particular, all the regional health authorities, in looking at their staffing models and what could be be supportive. The NLMA, the Registered Nurses Union, have reached out and been supportive as well. So we're hopeful that we'll have something more definitive within the next 24, 48 hours, and then look at the logistics of how to get these people on the ground in Ontario helping. I did speak with the Deputy Minister of Health in Ontario this morning, and she was quite open to the model that we're suggesting. Again, small teams, but big relief for these frontline workers who have been on just working, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, exhausted, stressed, and they need a break too. So irrespective of where they're at with their own medical ceiling or capacity, if you will, the people who are working within these facilities also need a break, and this is where Newfoundland and Labrador can help.
Premier, would this in any way cut into this province's ability to cope if we were to have a sudden surge in cases?
Yeah, no. So the caveat has been to the Prime Minister and to Premier Ford and to the Deputy Minister of Health in Ontario that should we have a surge here, all bets are off and we'd need everybody home immediately. And they all recognize that of course, would be a proviso to any offer. But they're quite grateful and very appreciative of the spirit of Newfoundland and Labrador in stepping up at this particular moment in time.
Premier, there has been some pushback online and such from people in this province who feel, with some 90,000 residents here without family doctors, that we should deal with our own problems first.
Well, that's a false equivalent, isn't it? It's comparing apples to oranges. I mean, of course, we're looking at solutions for our healthcare system here, but that's more of a long-term solutions and strategies. Right now, we have an acute, urgent problem that's facing our brothers and sisters in Ontario, and we should step up and help, in my opinion. This wouldn't affect the capacity here in the province, and we're all working hard to address and reimagine, frankly, the healthcare system to meet the needs of communities around the province. as you can't forget that, you know, our healthcare system really hasn't changed since the 60s. But now during this time of disruption, and as we've seen, our communities have changed, we need to make sure that the healthcare system is adapting to meet the needs of the communities, and perhaps the traditional model will no longer hold water, so to speak. So we need to look at how to provide those long-term solutions for the people of the province, absolutely. But it's a false equivalence to compare to what's happening in the province right now and the long-term strategies needed to the acute measures required in Ontario right now.
And Premier, when might you know what exactly kind of help will be going to Ontario?
Oh, we're hoping to have the final decisions, or certainly a more definitive model, if you will, within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Premier Andrew Fury, thanks for this.
Thanks very much, Ben.